This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Of course it is, except Johnny Lupinacci has the night off tonight. We wish him well in Michigan, filling in our most wonderful favorite teacher, Teacher Joanna. Thank you for showing up at the last minute all the time. I know it's the pay that you can't resist.
It's the pay and my quarantine lifestyle.
I'm like,
makes
you know
it
what?
Irresistible.
It's, you know, wonder who I can get as a guest host who's a teacher. Gee, any teacher right now who's at home with a Zoom connection is available. But no, we love Joanna. It is Busted Pencils Tuesday night. It's raining. There's been, you know, a horrible tragedy in Boulder. And, you know, we're not going to go there. I think a lot of people have covered that. And, you know, we're still going to keep talking about schools here and the issues. I do want to put it up there out front that at the second half hour of the show, the Department of Public Instruction candidate for State Superintendent Joe Underley will be the guest for the last half hour of the show. So if you have questions for Jill, get those ready, line them up, because we're going to be there. And if you don't, I have questions. In fact, Joanne and I were talking before the show about some of the questions I might want to put in front of Dr. Jill Underley, because she is, and she's got a research degree. But Joanna, welcome back. Thank you again. You know, always great to have your voice on the show, because the reality that you bring as a teacher advocate, a teacher leader, a mom, a person who cares is just something this show is, you know, we love it. We love it. And I wanted to ask you about, you know, the headlines last week, because I find it interesting, because the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, the preeminent scientific place about how to stop diseases from spreading, right? And all the back to school, right? You know, so they've been entering into the back to school discussion. And ever since the pandemic started, whether it was school, whether it was a restaurant, whether it was in your house, whether it was ever, there was this social distancing concept that we all had to get used to. Like, what do you mean socially distant? There are lots of people I'll never see because I don't like them. So don't, what do you, no, you know, not that kind. No, Tim, like if you're in a room with somebody during a pandemic, there has been a scientifically studied distance between you and that other person that really helps reduce, and then if you put on a mask, the spread, and that should be 6 feet.
Okay? Yeah, I was at Target, in the line at Target last night, standing on my dot.
So Target's still going with 6 feet. So the CDC guidelines. So yeah, and you know, and I remember that coming out, and I remember some people going like, oh, that's crazy, you know, I've got a mask on, and why should it matter? Because I'm fully, and they were like, well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, yes, the mask helps reduce, but there was this really cool visualization graphic of showing what happens when you sing really loud, you cough, you sneeze. And maybe it was kind of gross for some people to see, but the animation then showed the particulars, the aerosol droplets, how they would spread without a mask, how they would spread with a mask.
Right.
And even with a mask, this is why they said the 6 feet, because it would go out beyond that in that realm. And maybe right around 6 feet, for some reason, they would drop off. Okay. So it's like, okay, cool. So there's pretty good evidence that 6 feet. And now, last week, school buildings, you are perfectly fine getting within 3 feet of each other. And I've been asking this since Friday, all over the Twitter sphere, all over the Facebook sphere. Please, if there's a physicist out there that has demonstrated that classrooms in America have different laws of the nature of physics, so the speed and the ejection of coughs and laughs and things stop spreading to 6 feet and stop at 3 feet because they know they're in a school. I'm confused by that.
Well,
and I'm not an anti-science guy, but this is where it's like, you know, so people are like, oh my God, he's a Trumper.
Like,
you know, it's like, no. I want to point out this issue. How is it possible that.
How did it change from six to three?
And why is it still 6 feet in Target?
Right. Why is it still 6 feet in Target? Well, I can tell you, this was a question that I was asking, though, kind of from the beginning, because when the whole talk about returning to schools was happening, it really was like out in the world, right? You're hearing 6 feet, everyone wears a mask, do not gather indoors, you know, in large groups, do not gather indoors in large groups for an extended period of time. And yet I was hearing, you know, from school boards and even, you know, some people who were writing policy that I'm not going to say that they were educational experts, but saying, well, none of that matters if you're in a school. So I kept saying, like, what's the cure to COVID? Apparently, everybody show up to a school and you're going to be good.
Right.
Because we had a different set of rules from the beginning where it was like, yeah, all that matters everywhere else in life, but not in a school.
Right.
So I wanted them to change the signs where it was like socially distance, mask, go to a school.
Yeah.
Sanitize, go to school, because it seemed to be like those were the four things. So this has kind of been an issue throughout,
but
where guidance has changed.
Well, guidance has changed, but I want to throw this where you coming at this again, though, is that from the beginning, you as a teacher were saying, it's like, wait a minute, for some reason, these rules don't apply to school buildings. But now it's a year later, we'd know a lot more. We know for sure. And I'm seriously, and also kind of not really seriously, but more sarcastically, and maybe in one way kind of poking fun, but why does 6 feet in Target exist and 3 feet in a school building exist? And if it's the CDC that made that recommendation, how do they make that recommendation? And why, you know, again, truly, it's the laws of physics. And I had somebody on my Twitter sphere said, Tim, don't you understand that in the middle of every classroom in every school, there's a small black hole in which that black hole sucks all aerosol droplets directly into it? And I was like, oh, that's what the CDC forgot to put in their report when they said 3 feet. They said, as we all know, the small black hole in every classroom will take up the extra 3 feet that we've been recommending for a year.
Well, and of course that, you know, I mean, you're poking fun, but that is why, you know, there are groups that are challenging this change in distance. Saying like, right, is this something that really is being recommended, you know, scientifically, or is this something that we need to alter so that we can accommodate more children in schools?
Well, and that's it. And if you have something to say about 3 feet, 6 feet, or 10 feet, you can call us from however many feet you are away, 844-967-2789. And particularly if you're a physicist out there and you can explain to Joanna and me the difference between school buildings and Target and why 3 and 6 feet makes a difference between those buildings. You know, you talked about one thing though, right? It's like, all of a sudden, Johnny and I, and I think even we had you on the one time where we were talking about the fact that, you know, okay, opening schools from the CDC, you know, it would be nice if the CDC's caveats led the, and then you can open schools, you know. And so okay, you can open schools when, one of the things was, you know, distribution of air makes sense. Right. Because that way, and this is before we could go to 3 feet, they're saying with 6 feet of space and good airflow, you probably can be safe. So here now, all of a sudden, it's like.
Well, and also they were saying, and part of that was in de-densification, which meant smaller numbers of children.
Yeah.
And so the 3 feet kind of, you know, X's that out then, right? The 3 feet is that, I don't know that it's the smaller numbers anymore.
Well, how can, you know, because when people were saying, it's like, great, we will come back to school 6 feet, because in one way that actually makes us have class sizes that make sense. In fact, the class sizes we've been advocating for pre-COVID. But so now you're making me wonder, okay, wait, so is the 3 feet bowing to the pressure of the massive superintendent in the sky who's saying, we cannot do that because that would reduce class sizes. We need you, you know, and so now we've got this 3 feet order. It's Busted Pencils Tuesday night, fully led at Education Talk. Teacher Joanna, my guest host tonight, we're trying to imagine or pick apart 3 feet, 6 feet. Target, you have to be 6 feet. School buildings, it's a magic 3 feet now all of a sudden. But Joanna, when we're in these, and this is where you're in a classroom and you talk about this. Here's the twist though, right? And we'll just rely, if you saw this, it's 3 feet in classrooms, but when they go to lunch, you've got to maintain the 6 feet again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm assuming then they're saying that it can be 6 feet if you're masked.
No, or, 3 feet. Know, 3 feet.
6 feet unmasked, 3 feet masked.
Right. So right. Again, it's like, wait a minute. Okay. And I just, it's so confusing, but.
I will say this. I have not really looked at where did they get the information? Because something that concerns me very much about any study related to schools is, you know, from my own experience and the experience of teachers that I know throughout the state, we really don't have, you know, we're just not equipped to really keep track of these things. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing when it's like, okay, there's not a lot of cases. You know, we know that a lot of children don't get tested because their symptoms are very mild. Sometimes they resolve quickly. And so that's something like I didn't look into, like when they changed it from 3 to 6, like what studies were they basing that on? But anything where it comes up, you know, with just really talking about like what's happening in this school versus that school. Research credibility wise, I think there are a lot of variables in terms of, you know, there is no national set of how we're tracking COVID in schools. Mm. There's no, you know, there's no, that not even in our state. And so, you know, that's something that is a challenge or raises an eyebrow for me as well.
Well, I want to push this one out there before we go to this first break, though. I think I scientifically know why 3 feet matters now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wealthy, white, suburban people who are really ignorant and only thinking about themselves. I don't know if you're one of those white wealthy suburbanites who in the state of New York right now are putting yard signs out, open the DA, you know, schools.
Oh.
Oh yeah, and those signs are only popping up in rich, wealthy, white neighborhoods. Is that why all of a sudden now 3 feet is...
Does it say open the school buildings?
Oh, open
because
the
school's open.
Yeah. When we get back, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils. Catch you in a second.